Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Samachay, Menachos 65. And in the previous Daf Yomi, we learned that under certain circumstances where there was not enough barley or wheat to bring the barley offering or wheat offering from the field as close as to Jerusalem, they one time had to bring it from a place called Gagos Tzrifim, and one time they had to bring the wheat offering from a place called Bikas Ein Socher. So the Gemara tells us the story of how that happened. Kimata Omer, when came time to bring the Omer, lo ave yade meheche aise Omer. They didn't know where to find it. So they made a declaration and they said, does anybody know where to bring this grain, this crops from? Asa uchersha. So it came a person who was unable to speak, and he said he knows where it was, but he couldn't speak. So what did he do? Usiv chada yada a ikra. He placed one hand on a roof, the chada yada a tsrifa, and he placed one hand on the top of a type of hut, and so people didn't know what it was. Came along Mordechai, the Gemara says, came along Mordechai, and Mordechai said, "Mi kuduchta deshma Gagos Tzrifin." Is there a place that's called Gagos Tzrifin? And indeed there was, and Badkuva Ashkechua, they found this place called Gagos Tzrifin, and Mordechai deciphered it. How did they find the place called Bikas Ein Socher? Similar story, that they didn't know how to find the two loaves, the wheat for the two loaves. So what they do, again, they made a proclamation, let anybody who knows come and tell us, and came a person who didn't know how to speak. Osiv yada, he put his hand on his eyes. V'chada yada asichron, he put another hand on the socket in the door, and so which was called the chor of the door, the socher. V'chada yada asichron, he placed another one on this hole in the door. Amar Mordechai, so Mordechai said, "Mi kaduchta deshma ain socher o socherayin." Is there a place that's called ain socher or socherayin? Because he put the two together from his hand motions, and indeed they searched it and they found it. Comes along the Gemara, says, "Hanu shalosh nashim." There's a story about three women. The Aisu Shalosh Kinan, each one of them brought a basket, a coop of two birds, which are sometimes brought as an Ola offering, and sometimes one is brought as an Ola and one as a Chatas. So one of the women, when they came forward, they said, this coop is for Ziva Si. These two birds are for my Ziva. And one said it's for Yama Si. And the third one said it's for Ona Si. So they said all these three things. So the rabbis who were there assumed that the Ziva means was she has a flow, and so that the bird, one represented an Ola and one represented a Chatos, and so therefore that's what they understood it to be. And the second woman said Uyamasi, again, that this was part of her Zivus, it was part of her flow, and so they're saying that she's flowing forth like the sea. And the third one, Onasi, they again thought it was the Ziva, because she's saying, I finished my that time of the month. So all of them, they thought that one was a Chatos, one was an Ola. Comes along more Mordechai again, says the Gemara, and he says, no, maybe they're both not part of her Ziva, that the one is not an O, one is not a Chatos, but rather, Zov means Zov Sichna, that she was in danger in the water, and so therefore she made a vow that she's going to bring two Ola offerings, two birds as an Ola offering. And maybe Yamasi is again Shema Bayam Sichna, that she was endangered in the sea, and again she had this problem. And when it states the third case was Onasi, maybe Be'ina Sichna, she had a problem with her eye, and she took upon herself that she take a vow that she has to bring these two Ola offerings as a bird. To Kula Olas Ninu, that they were not a one an Ola and one a Chatos, but both were Olos. And indeed, Baduk V'Ashkach, they went and they asked these women, why are you bringing these two birds? Is really a one an Ola and one a Chatos, or are they both from a specific incident and you make two voluntary vows? And indeed, both of the vows, that in all three cases, was exactly like Mordechai predicted, that they were both, that they were all related to this specific incident, and then therefore both of the birds were Olas. And indeed, the Gemara says, Hainu de Tanan, that's why it states in the Mishnah in Shekolim with respect to those who are appointed to be in charge of the temple, Pesachya Alakin, and Pesachya, who is in charge of the birds, that is Mordechai. This refers to Mordechai. And why was his name called Petachya? Lama Nikra Shmo Pesachya, Sheposeach Dvarim V'Dorshan, because he was able to interpret people the way people spoke and expound them. And also Yodea B'Shivim Lashon, he knows 70 languages. So that's why Pesachya was able to interpret all the people who came and spoke, and that's why he was able to be in charge of the birds. The Gemara says, well, what was special about the fact that Pesach or Mordechai knew 70 languages? Kula Sanhedrin nami yadei shivim lashon. The entire Sanhedrin also knew 70 languages, because Rabbi Yochanan taught we don't put somebody in the Sanhedrin unless they are a person of wisdom and a person who knows 70 languages. So the reason is because the Sanhedrin needed to hear from the people who spoke directly. So therefore, what was unusual that Pesach knew 70 languages? So the Gemara says, no, the greatness of Mordechai was Dava Bayo Lishnei Vidarish, that he could take words which were mixed up and expound them to come to their true meaning. And that's why it states in the verse by Nehemiah, but Mordechai Bilshan. It cites that Mordechai was called the Bilshan, and that means that Mordechai knew how to take words and mix them up and find out their true meaning of them. So which Mordechai are we talking about in the Talmud? Who is this Mordechai? So Rashi says specifically this was the Mordechai from the time of Ahasuerus, because who else are we talking about? A Mordechai who knows 70 languages and he sat in the Sanhedrin? So this was Mordechai from the time of the book of Esther. Tosfos challenges this, because we know that this story was taking place with the two Hasmoneans, and the Hasmoneans came several hundred years after the book of Esther. So how could it be that this was the same Mordechai from the book of Esther? So therefore Tosfos says, no, everybody who was appointed in the temple, an officer, was called Mordechai, because it was an expression that he was a person of wisdom and he knew intellect, that he was in charge of, and he was able to decipher things. So everybody was called Mordechai. The Yavitz was challenges Tosfos. He says, what are you talking about? It's such a miracle to imagine that Mordechai lived for several 100 years. This is miracles happened, and so therefore it wouldn't be unusual that Mordechai lived to such a long age.